Track one, Flower Power. Each April, thousands of people visit West Norfolk to marvel at millions of colourful tulips in bloom and raise money for a good cause. And thanks to a starring role in a Hollywood movie, the county's beautiful blooms are famous all around the globe.
We think of tulips as an essential flower in a spring garden display, its bold colour heralding the arrival of warmer, longer days alongside daffodils and crocuses. Bulbs are optimistically planted out as the autumn chill sets in, knowing that once their shoots peep their heads out of the soil, winter will be on the wane. In fact, they originated thousands of miles away in Central Asia, where they were a wildflower. They were first cultivated in Turkey and were introduced to Western Europe in the 16th century. Their beauty was a source of fascination, and their bulbs became a valuable commodity, most notably in Holland, where tulip mania broke out as the wealthy went in pursuit of the rarest varieties. Demand peaked in the 1630s, when the price of a single Semper Augustus bulb was enough to buy a house in the most sought-after area of Amsterdam. Today, Holland is still famed for its tulips, attracting visitors from across the globe to marvel at the spectacle of its bulb fields in their rainbow-striped glory. But a quiet corner of West Norfolk has its own answer to the famous Keukenhof Gardens. Each spring since 2021, Belmont Nurseries, run by Mark and Suzanne Eves, has invited visitors to one of its tulip fields to enjoy the blooms, snap the perfect spring selfie for their socials, and raise funds for Tapping House Hospice at Hillington. Open for 10 days over a 14-day period from mid-April to early May, last year more than 30,000 tickets were sold, raising £500,000 for this hospice, which took the overall total raised from the event to £1 million. An interest in the event has only grown since one of Mark and Suzanne's fields had a starring role on the big screen as Munchkinland in the blockbuster Wizard of Oz story Wicked. It came about after director John M. Chu saw a viral video of the kaleidoscopic display and wanted to feature a genuine tulip field in the film. The charity's community and corporate fundraising manager, Lindsay Atkin, has received calls from as far afield as Sri Lanka inquiring when the field will be open. As she explains, the event was devised as a positive way to counteract problems at Terrington St. Clement-based Belmont Nurseries, which they were having with trespassers on the photogenic fields. We were approached by them initially in early 2020, and they came to us having known people quite closely that the hospital had cared for, she says. The farmers suggested that we team up and open a field in a controlled and safe way, give the people what they're asking for, let them come into the field and look around and use it as a vehicle to raise money for the hospice, she says. Mark's family has decades of expertise in tulip growing. He's been in the business for more than 28 years, and his father-in-law, Peter Ward, started the business in the late 1960s, and they thrive in the Norfolk countryside. It's not only about the soil, but it's the type of soil. Is it light or heavy with good drainage and availability of water, he says. It's a very intense crop which has to be looked at weekly most of the year and at certain times daily. The field that opens to the public is planted with around 8 million bulbs. Due to crop rotation, its location differs from year to year. As Lindsay explains, the flowers in the fields aren't actually destined to be picked. They're planted to mature the bulbs before they're used to grow tulips in greenhouses for commercial flower sale. A year out in the field first means that you get a stronger bulb and a hardier flower, which means that they meet supermarket standards in terms of buying cut flowers when they're grown for the second year in the greenhouse, says Lindsay. It gives them the opportunity to take the nutrients out of the soil and go through the whole plant cycle. The bulbs are planted out in October. They're planted by huge great big machines in rows in nets so that when you harvest them, they all pull up easily, and it also gives them some protection from the wildlife that like to eat them, she says. They start to break through the soil in February and are expected to be in full bloom from mid-April onwards. Then on the last day of our event, when they've produced their flowers and we've all had our visitors and closed, the farmer will come along with a machine that takes the heads off all the tulips. The farmer wants a good mature bulb, so by cutting the heads off the flower, it means that all of the energy can go straight back into the bulb. It also means that the flowers and the petals go back into the ground and decompose, and the goodness from those goes back into the bulb to mature it even further, she explains. And then those bulbs will be harvested in the summer, in June, July time. Once the bulbs are harvested, they're taken back to the nursery, where they're kept in cold stores, so it simulates the winter. The bulbs lay dormant in the cold stores until they're planted in the greenhouses in the nursery in November, December, January, February time, which are heated to replicate spring-like temperatures, and they produce the tulips that you buy in the supermarket. Tapping House provides palliative care for terminally ill people and support, care and advice to patients over the age of 18, their carers and families through all stages of their illness. They support approximately 4,500 families in West Norfolk each year and care for people with a range of illnesses, including cancer, dementia, Parkinson's, motor neurone disease, heart failure, kidney failure and Huntington's disease. As well as raising funds to enable the hospice to continue its life-changing work, the event is an opportunity to spread the word about what they do, and they couldn't do it without the volunteers who generously give their time. The timing of the event is crop dependent, so the dates aren't confirmed until about 10 days before they open. And we rely on an army of volunteers that help us to put the event on, says Lindsay. They're made up of our own Tapping House volunteers who come out to help us, and we also receive support from corporate volunteers from businesses that give their employees volunteering days. We need many members of staff to make the event run safely, from car park marshalling to scanning the tickets to selling our merchandise, and all that sort of thing is supported by teams of volunteers. She describes the event as an uplifting experience. It's really positive, really buzzing, she says. Obviously, people are there to see the flowers. People want to have their photographs taken, and all the different colours are a massive draw for people. And then we have other attractions like food and drink vendors. We've got a tulip shop. We have a raffle. And we also have stands from our own charity shops as well, selling pre-loved items. So it's quite an event, and there's quite an atmosphere in terms of what's going on. But you've also got the other side of it, that people are actually supporting the local hospice, and where the money that they're donating is going is obviously provides its own feel-good factor as well. A lot of the volunteers that help us to staff the event have had personal experience of Tapping House and what we do, so it's really lovely for visitors and guests to be able to talk to the volunteers about Tapping House and what it does and the difference that it has made in their life and the lives of the people that they do love. Please note, tulips cannot be picked at Belmont Nurseries. Dates for this year's Tulips for Tapping will be announced soon at norfolktulips.co.uk and at Norfolk_tulips. Visit tappinghouse.org.uk.